boys and girls. Can you tell me what tomorrow is? Does anybody know?
Easter.
That's right, it's Easter. So today I brought some symbols and we're going to talk about what Easter really is all about. But I need your help. Can you guys tell me what this first picture is?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. It was when God first created the world and it was beautiful and it was perfect. But Adam and Eve chose not to trust and believe God and sin came into the world. Can you tell me what this is?
A dead bird.
That's right, Josie. It's sad, but this is a dead bird. When sin came into our world, death also came into our world. Things began to die. Can you tell me what this is? What is this right here?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, that's right. When sin and death came into our world, God already had a plan in place to take care of that sin and death. And he sent Jesus as a baby to live in our world, to live a perfect life for us. Can you tell me what this is?
The cross.
That's right. That represents the cross that Jesus died on to pay for our sins. Do you see the blue cloth or the purple cloth? That represents the robe, the purple robe that was put on Jesus when the soldiers and Herod were making fun of him and abusing him. Do you see this? What is that? Does anybody know?
The thorn crown.
Yes, it's a crown of thorns. That represents a crown of thorns that they put on Jesus' head, and not only put it on his head, they pushed it into his head so it would cause him more pain and suffering. Do you see these? Do you know what those are?
Yes. Cloth.
That's right. Those represent the grave cloths that were wrapped around Jesus' body with the spices when he was put into the tomb to sleep the everlasting death sleep for us. How about this one? Can you tell me what the last picture is? Anybody? Josie? No? Who do you see in the picture?
Jesus and children with tigers.
And where is that supposed to be?
The tigers are in the picture, too.
They are. Is that heaven? Do you think it's heaven?
Yeah.
Yes, that is a picture that represents heaven. It just shows just a little bit of what heaven's going to be like when sin and death are all gone and God makes the world perfect and new again and where we will be with him forever. Do you see this last thing? What is this? Anybody know?
Crown.
That's right, that's a crown, and that represents two things. It represents the crown that Jesus now wears, even in heaven, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But that crown also represents the crown that Jesus is going to give to each one of us. He's going to take a crown, and he's going to put it on our head. You know what we're going to do with those crowns? We're going to take them off, we're going to place them at his feet, and we're going to let the whole universe know that we love him and that he truly is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we love him and want to live with him forever and serve him forever and ever. So today, I have for each one of you a crown to remind you that you are children of the Heavenly King, you are princes and princesses. And it's also to remind you that Easter is not really about ducks and chickens and bunnies and chocolate and eggs and baskets. It's not even about the day that we go to church on and worship on. Easter is all about Jesus, who conquered death and sin for us so that we can live forever and to show the whole universe what our Heavenly Father is like. Okay. Trey has a crown for each one of you, if you would like to come get a crown. You might have to pull it up. Okay, before you pick up the baskets, let's have prayer, okay? Make sure everybody gets their crown first. Okay, can we stop and have prayer? Okay, are you ready? Okay, good job, guys. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all that you have done for us and what you're still doing in heaven for us right now. We thank you for the crowns that we will one day wear, and we just pray that you will help us to represent you and our Heavenly Father, so that when others see us, they will want to follow you too. Please bless each of these boys and girls. In your name, amen.